5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello everyone, this is Joe Cristiano and welcome to the special edition of Liberty Talk Radio, your radio of reason and independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you on Tuesday, June 5th, 2007. It's now about 4:01 Central Time in the good old United States. Liberty Talk Radio is your antidote to popular talk radio. Here you are expected to do more than just listen. You are expected to think. Although we broadcast from the United States, libertarian principles of individual freedom and responsibility are universal and apply to your area of residence, be it New York, Bangkok, Berlin, or Stalingrad. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic oversized and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good afternoon, everyone. During our live broadcast, you're being invited to call 646-652-4620, and we'll take your comments while on the air. At other times, you may call 903-551-2186 to leave a voice message. Of course, you may send us email at any time to comments@libertytalkradio.com. We will try to respond to your questions during our next broadcast. In addition to accessing Liberty Talk Radio from our website, you may now access our broadcast from blogtalkradio.com/Liberty Talk Radio. I encourage you also to get educated on economic issues. Go to my friend Andy Sutton's website at mytwocentsonline.com. The two is a numerical two, mytwocentsonline.com, where he discusses the state of the economy, economic issues, world economic issues, money issues, and it's very interesting, and it could save you a lot of time and trouble and effort. Okay. This is a special edition of Liberty Talk Radio. We did not intend to have this this live broadcast this afternoon. The reason why that I am doing it is because the Republican debate is coming up soon, and I did want to make comment regarding the Democrat debate that was held on Sunday evening. But before I do that, I did want to mention that, have you noticed the prices of gasoline have been coming down? Now, there has been no government regulation whatsoever. And so all of you who have been crying out that we need government regulation to reduce the price of gasoline, guess what's happened? The price has come down and the supply is now becoming adequate. And it happened on its own accord. Folks, if we just leave the marketplace to itself, it will correct itself. And everyone will benefit, and we won't have any more tens of thousands of pages of regulations that everyone must comply with, increasing the cost of doing business and making us uncompetitive in an international trading environment. I really wish we can get that through everyone's head, especially those that were standing on the stage on Sunday evening. The debate. I did not watch the debate, but I read transcripts of it, parts of it, and I also watched reruns as much as I could on the internet. And I was incredibly disappointed. Why they even referenced that a debate was beyond me. A debate is when you take an issue and two sides, it could be two people or two groups of people, or it could be three groups of people, take opposing points of view and they present them. And at the end, you come out with some sort of consensus as to, you know, which side has more validity. We don't do that during our debates, do we? What we have is that we have people answering questions. Why do we call it a debate? We should call it a question and answer period. And a poor one at that. And the reason why I say a poor one at that Could anyone tell me how many times in the questions and in the answers themselves did you hear these words? Freedom, liberty, individual rights, laissez-faire, individual responsibility, reduced legislation, states' rights. Basically, it was void of all of the important aspects of our free country. Think about it. What they talked about was primarily the war in Iraq. And of course, good old George was the whipping post. And that was easy. And they all sounded the same. None of them discussed the war in specifics. For example, when asked about the war, none of them said, well, are you referring to the millions and billions of dollars that is being spent on the building of an embassy the size of the Vatican in Baghdad? No one brought out specific items about the war that we should be ashamed of. But they kept on retreating back to the soldiers and how we must support them and how the war is wrong, but we must support our soldiers, which obviously we have to support our soldiers. We're not going to leave them there to die. I mean, it was to a point where when you start listening to segments of this thing, you just wanted to stand up and you wanted to scream. I think that in the Democratic debate, the real shame goes to those that were asking the questions. They did not ask any questions that were worth the damn. You know, what are you doing personally, Mr. Obama, you know, regarding the environment? Well, then he talked about how he's teaching his children to screw in fluorescent light bulbs and replacing the incandescents. Now, please spare me. I mean, this is not a national issue. The national issue, we have an energy issue, and we want to see what these people's minds, where their minds are. Are they talking about more regulation of the energy industry? You didn't hear about that. Are they talking about maybe bringing our troops home from around the world so we're not antagonizing everybody? No, you didn't hear that. But you did hear some glimmer of hope. And the one that was probably criticized the most and almost laughed at, and that was Senator Mike Gravel from Alaska. I like that guy. Now, philosophically, we're not on the same page on all the issues, but I like the guy. The guy was being honest about it. And they criticized him. I mean, it's amazing. Like, he was a madman, you know, you have to excuse him and all this other stuff. What he said, and I wrote this down somewhere. I hope I can find those words that I wrote down. Let's see. I think I have them here. He talked about the... Oh, I can't find it now. He talked about how the government is controlled, not by the president, but the massive military complex, and how it has taken total control not only of our government, you know, but of our culture. I thought that was an excellent statement. You know, no one picked up on that. They just excused him as a ranting old man. Well, the guy made a point. He's absolutely correct. He finally hit the nail on the head. And I loved when they asked him why he decided to run for president when he indicated that he was not going to do so when he was in the Senate many years ago. And he said, well, when I was elected to the Senate, I couldn't believe it. The first day I was sitting in the chambers, and he said, I'm sitting there, and he says, it's amazing. I said, I'm a senator. I'm sitting in the Senate. This is amazing. And I couldn't believe that I was there, he said. And then he followed it by saying, after 6 months, I couldn't believe all these other people were there. And that's when I decided to run. And he made an excellent point. Nobody liked that. But I think what's going to happen is that Gravel now is going to be elevated in the polls in a similar fashion to the way Ron Paul was elevated in the polls after the first Republican debate. Ron Paul had like a 2% favorable rating or something like that before that, and it was 60% afterwards. Now, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were the front runners and said absolutely nothing. They say absolutely nothing but weasel words and nice things, and Obama's the king of nice words. Obama and Hillary are both socialist. And why don't they ask that question? Why don't they say to Hillary, Hillary, your programs are tantamount to socialism. Now, do you want a socialist republic? That's what I would ask Obama, and that's what I would ask Hillary. Now, the rest probably aren't worth even bothering with. But those are the two front runners, and no one wants to call them what they are. They're social democrats, if you will. But you just cannot separate their language from a socialistic state. And yet, not one time was socialism, fascism, or anything like that ever mentioned, when many of their programs really mirror that. And where our country is heading is exactly in that direction. But they kept on talking about the war in Iraq. What is there to talk about? And I think Senator Gravel said it aptly. He said, don't we believe when President Bush, what he said, we are going to be in Iraq as long as I'm in office. He says, why can't we just take him for his word? Why are we sending all these signals out so to show everybody how compassionate we are to our troops and how much we care and how much we're against the war? He said, it's all garbage. He said, just let's get out. Let's make it illegal to be there. We can vote that in. We're the Congress. And he said, they're afraid to do that. And he's absolutely right. They love the words. They hate the action. Now, I say that for both sides of the aisle. I'm not a Republican. And I definitely am not a Republican, and I'm certainly not a Democrat. Let me put it that way. So we have to look, when we look at these debates, we have to study what is the question. Because if the question isn't a valid question, we're wasting our time. And I think this is what happened in the Democratic debate, is that the questions were lame. They were the wrong questions. There were silly questions. There were obvious questions, Millie Mouse questions, and they allowed for the respondents to come back with some Millie Mouse answer like, oh, yes, and I care, and I think that we should do something about health care. There are 34 million people without health care insurance, and we should provide for that. And if elected, I have a proposal. And they all have proposals. Everybody had proposals. And what does that tell you? That tells you legislation, and more legislation. Which means what? Restriction of rights, restrictions of freedom, restrictions of liberty, and we're going to be tied and on the path to socialism. Why doesn't anyone say that? Now, please, if you're listening, I know there's a special edition. Many people don't even know we're on the air live, but it's 646-652-4620. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Joe Cristiano speaking. Tonight, this afternoon, it is now about 4:14 p.m. Central Time in the United States, and we are talking about the 2008 Democratic debate. And here we go. We have a call. Yes, you're on the air. I'm sorry, dear. I think I have you turned up as far as I can, and you're breaking up. If you're speaking from a cell phone, can you put the cell phone directly in front of your face and speak directly into it and speak up a little bit, please?
I was just stating that they're very evasive. They don't want to give you anything because they don't stick to what they say.
I'm sorry, I could not hear that. Our reception is just not good enough for broadcast. Can you call us back on a landline?
I'm on a landline.
Oh, you're on a landline. Boy, there's something wrong somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm on a landline. Just right there by the computer list. Can you hear me right now?
I can hear parts of what you say, dear, and you come in, and then you break, you totally break up, and then you come back again. So I don't know if it's on our end, and it very well could be, but we haven't had that problem before, and I'm just wondering how we can fix this problem. I'm wondering if you would just hang up and call again and see what would happen.
Okay.
Could you? Thank you very much. I'd appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling. Boy, that's a shame. We had a call here this afternoon, and we couldn't get through. And here's another call. Yes, you're on the air. Hello? That person hung up. We had two calls waiting. That's one. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Liberty Talk Radio, what do you have to say?
I'm doing... I'm talking to the theater. I had you on talking... my name's Pat Department. I'm the host of Liberty Talk Live.
You know, you're the second call that we've received in which we are having a lot of difficulty hearing because of it's breaking up. And I'm just wondering if there's something wrong with the system today. We haven't had this problem before. We get nice, clear transmission all the way through. And you're breaking up on me. Let me see if I turn this stuff up a little bit. Okay, try that again, please. Hello? Well, some days we just don't have much luck electronically, do we? Okay. All right, here we go. We're going to try one more time. Liberty Talk Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? It's me again.
Your first name and where you're calling from, please.
Todd Andrew Barnett from Michigan.
Todd from Michigan. Yes, Todd, you're breaking up a little bit, but we'll see if we can translate what you're saying. What's your question or comment?
I watched parts of the debate. I didn't watch the whole thing in its entirety, but there was nothing really substantially exciting about Democrats last night. So it was pretty boring, if I say so.
All right, well, I couldn't agree with you more. I didn't watch it either, but I tried to watch segments of it. I thought the questions were lame, and the responses followed suit just perfectly.
Well, the funny thing is that I guess they try to be apart from each other. They're completely different, but at the end of the day, when all of a sudden done, they were just basically speaking the same language. So it was just boring. I mean, very, very uninteresting. And nothing to say. And the fact of the matter is that they had all this talk about, well, we're going to do this health care, universal health care, and we're going to, we're going to do something about the war on terror, and we're going to immigration. I mean, it's just a lot of error, and it's not best of the.
You know, Todd, I caught most of what you said, but we're having a problem with our line. Apparently, you're fading in and out, sort of very, very choppy. And I'm sure it's on our end because this is the second call we've received in the past 2 minutes, and the reception has been horrible. And I don't know what it is. Obviously, I can't take these wires apart and weld them back together again. And sometimes it just happens and that goes away. We don't know why. How did you learn of Liberty Talk Radio?
I actually am a blogger like you. I host my own show, Liberty Cap Talk Live, on the same site as you. And I know a couple of people who our linked personal website.
Okay. If you would go to our website and sign in our guest book, and you'll have an opportunity to win a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. And stay tuned, okay?
Thank you. Oh, sure.
All right. Good afternoon. Bye-bye. Well, that was nice. We have two calls this afternoon. We got a lot more traffic in the afternoon. Here's another call. Liberty Talk Radio, you're on the air. Your first name and where you're calling from, please.
Marianne, calling from Georgia.
Oh, you're back, and we have the same problem again. I don't think it's on your end. I think it's on our end. We had a call, and we had the same problem with the other caller. May I ask where you're calling from?
Georgia.
Where's that?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. Well, the other call was from Michigan, so you're pretty far away, and we're having the same problem. I'm sure the phone line problem is on our end, and I don't know what it is. Well, if you can speak slowly and pronounce your words clearly, maybe we can determine what you're saying, and I'll repeat it, and then we can have a discussion. Why don't you go ahead with your comment, please?
I think everyone is just really upset at the politician playing politics.
Okay.
Because they really don't care about how we feel or how anything affects us. They just go up and do whatever they want to do.
That's correct. Right. What'd you think of Senator Gravel's comments?
I didn't watch the debate.
Oh, you didn't watch it? Okay.
I was just listening to your comments, and I'm like, I'm glad I did, because it's like the same old. And I've worked on it like for 30 years, and I work hard to get people elected, and it really upsets me when they get elected and they go up there and they don't do what they told you they were going to do.
That is correct. Okay. And we're going to answer to that in a second, okay? And I'm going to make a comment about that. I think that's a valid. And folks, what she's saying is that they get into office and they never do what they say they are going to do. And let me make a comment about that, okay? Let me invite you to go to my website, to libertytalkradio.com. If you would sign in our register, you'll have an opportunity to win a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for calling, and I appreciate your listenership.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
What our caller had said was she didn't listen to the debate, but she made a general comment about politicians and said, well, they basically don't do what they say they're going to do when they're campaigning. They get into office and they don't do. And she's absolutely correct. We don't have a system whereby people – where we have a report card. We never have a report card. You can have someone say, this is all the things that we are going to do, and then at the State of the Union message 6 months later, never addresses one of them. Those were all, because those are not being written by the candidate. They're being written by the people behind the campaign managers, you know, and their speech writers who are gearing what should be said to what audience. If he's in the South, he says one thing. If he's in the West, he does another. If he's in the Northeast, he says another thing. And there is no report card. I would love to see a report card. For example, if a person says that I'm going to reduce the size of government by so-and-so, I want to see every month how many people are being employed. But we got to be careful with that. That's just an example, by the way. I'd love to see the government shrink to practically nothing. But one time they did that, and they shrunk the size of government. But what they did is that they increased the number of contract workers. So as they say, you know, statistics lie, and liars use statistics or something like that. But, you know, they fudge all the numbers. But we really need a report card, and we don't have one on anyone. And this is what you hear. I get, probably everyone else out there does also, gets tons of junk email. Now, some of my stuff is not junk email, but it's almost junk, but because it's either from the Democratic Party or it's from the Republican Party. And of course, that stuff from the Democrat Party all has to say is, did you know, did you see the Republican donors do this? All the bad things that Republicans do. The stuff that I get from the Republican Party, they have the Democratic Party and all the people in the Democrat and all the bad things they do. You know, what a lot of garbage. I don't care. Quite frankly, I don't care. You know, I don't care if someone is having, you know, sex in the White House. I don't give a damn. But if this guy is protecting my liberties, my freedom, and my rights, he's all right with me. Why do I care? You know, and why don't we get off the issue of gay marriage? You know, since when does the government dictate who marries who? This is stupid. And this is not an issue. The only issue we have is our freedom. And we never discuss it. We discuss legislation which restricts our freedom. And this is a real problem. Well, it's almost time for us to sign off. We only got a couple more minutes. That's surprising. Well, I'm awfully glad that we had a couple of callers. Unfortunately, the reception was so poor, it was very difficult to understand them. They kept on breaking up. I don't know why. We're going to have that checked out, so we do not have that problem. We are going to rebroadcast on Thursday morning, 6:30. And whatever the hot subject is, I think the Republican debate's tomorrow night, but I'm not even sure. I have to check on that. If the Republican debate has already taken place, that's what we're going to talk about. If not, we are going to talk about another issue, and I'll let you know what that is. I'm doing some research on it as we speak. We probably will not continue our debate or our discussion of the Democratic debate, primarily because of what our caller just said. He said it was boring. There was really nothing said. And he's absolutely right. There was nothing said and really nothing to be learned. Other than, except for Gravel, he's the only one who said something, right? They are all skirting the major issues. And the major issues is our freedom, our rights, our liberty. You know, whatever happened to habeas corpus? Whatever happened to eminent domain? And all of these issues that directly affect us and are being promulgated by a strong centralized federal government. And spare me, Bush is not a good president. We already know that. He's going to go down in history as the worst president of the United States. There's going to be absolutely no, he's going to be second to none. But that's immaterial. I don't want to hear that anymore. I want to hear what they're going to do to protect my rights as a free person. And this is one thing they just will not do. They'll talk about abortion, but when they talk about abortion, they're talking about taking my rights away again. When they talk about eminent domain, they're talking about taking my rights away again. When they talk about the Second Amendment, they're taking my rights away. You know, why do I have to have a concealed carry permit? I want to know it. Why? For what stupid reason? The Constitution says I have the right to bear arms. Why do I have to pay money to have a stupid little certificate from the FBI that says I can carry a gun? I mean, if I was hell-bent on killing someone and I was a crook, a robber, and all this other stuff, I mean, I wouldn't go to the FBI and say, by the way, I'm going to go rob somebody. I'm going to mug some little old lady in the street, so I'm going to need a license first. How stupid could we get? Anyway, those are the things that we should be addressing. Why aren't we more free? Why are we a socialist? Why we got to call these people all socialists and say, how do you justify your socialist agenda in a free country? That's the question I want to see asked. And until we ask that, the debates will go nowhere. And that's the only question we should ask. And have them debate that for the hour and a half or 2 hours that they're going to be on stage. That I'd like to see. Okay. All righty. Enough ranting, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Cristiano, Liberty Talk Radio. I'll play our bumper song once again. There we go. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends. And let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com, or phone in your questions to 903-551-2186. Remember, folks, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you are striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Until next time, stay well. Stay tuned. We'll be broadcasting Thursday morning live, 6:30. Thank you.